It's Wednesday, January 13th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Lessons from inconsistent work-from-home data, ecosystems get someone noticed, and Parler wasn't hacked, they just didn't close the door. This is the Business of Tech. Work from home. Are people more productive or less? According to Blind, about half of the respondents to their survey say less productive. But if you ask Bloomberg employees, two-thirds say they are more productive, but two-thirds at Adobe say they are less productive. Ask Twitter respondents, 70% say more productive. Netscope says there's a 148% rise in remote workers since the pandemic, and a 161% increase in visits to those high-risk apps and websites. The number of personal devices used nearly doubled. And 65% of IT execs say a quarter of their companies will work remotely permanently. Why do we care? My colleague Carl Polichuk, in his State of the Market address today, predicted we're going back to offices nearly like before. I disagree. I learned two things from this data. It matters a lot about your company specifically, and that's a big influx of remote work. I don't see it going back to the old ways because it's just too big a swing. That difference in company data tells me that different companies are building culture about how to work from home. When I think digital parity, it's clearly those companies that did a good job here. And so, be that company and teach others to be that company. That's the big value we're looking to sell, way more than just selling the technology. I'm going to highlight a piece in Protocol. I might normally ignore this one because it's a bit of a light piece about RingCentral. But one thing did jump out at me. Here's the two quotes. Quote, part of that optimism is due to RingCentral's early execution on its long-term vision. The company struck lucrative partnerships with on-prem communications providers. And, quote, on the partnership side, no one else is at their level. Why do we care? I'm not one for fluff pieces like this, mostly because that's not my focus in terms of interest. You can get this kind of news anywhere. I care, and I hope you do too, because of that partnership focus. I'd say it's a more ecosystem one. They've placed themselves into a central spot by connecting and enhancing their own product and the others around it. It's an ecosystem built on partnerships. I've talked a lot about platform plays lately. Here's another. RingCentral is trying to position that way. The reason I care about this news article is because the market has noticed. That's why we care. I talked about Parler being scraped for data yesterday. Today, here's the details of how. Per Wired, there were rumors on Reddit about how it happened. Turns out, it was not a misuse of two-factor authentication. Instead, the company just lacked the basic security measures needed. The technical details. An insecure direct object reference. A hacker can just guess the pattern the application uses to access data. Posts on Parler were in simple chronological order. Add one to the URL, you get the next post. No authentication and no rate limiting to stop people getting too much. So write a simple script and you can get everything. The company also didn't scrub metadata from images and videos. So, the archived content includes users' detailed locations, like GPS coordinates for their homes. Here's the best quote. It's gross incompetence. They marketed themselves as a private, secure, unmoderated platform, and instead it's comedy hour. Why do we care? I should scream. This is why there's money to be made in data management. They desperately needed someone to advise them on how to manage customers' data securely. Build that in from the beginning, you win. Ignore it, you can fail spectacularly. Like this. Sell services to do this, not just a bunch of products, but the advice to make sure this doesn't happen to your clients. PCmatic. Endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead-sharing programs for MSPs backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Still looking for some listener help? I want to add some additional voices to the show. Send in a recording of you saying, "Why do we care?" and you'll get it included in some future episodes. Send it to dave@mspradio.com. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.